This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 577. Two top resources for improved grammar and spelling.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll share our favorite sites for checking grammar rules needed in IELTS speaking and writing, as well as spelling rules for IELTS listening.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
It's going great. I'm looking forward to getting out of town this weekend. I'm going to explore some new places on the Oregon coast.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. I think the Oregon coast is just so beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And I love the little coastal towns. There's just there's a vibe in little coastal towns that you can't get anywhere else. The quaint little coffee shops and the cute knick-knack stores. And I just love it.
It's just so relaxing. Isn't it? Yeah.
And there's this whole area called Fort Stevens that it used to be a military base, up until the 1940s, I think. Mm-hmm. And now you could just explore all of these bunkers and concrete structures. And there's also right down the beach from there, there's an old shipwreck that you can also explore. I'm going to check out all this stuff. And then, so I'll know all about it. And then I'll take James there the week after.
Yeah, that's so cool. Have a good trip. That sounds great.
It's going to be so rad. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I think I'm going to try to go to a baseball game this weekend, actually. A Fenway game. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We're going to try to scalp tickets. meaning like buy them on the street instead of buying them in advance, because you can get much cheaper tickets often if you wait until after the first inning. Right.
So, that's true. Yeah, yeah, of course.
I don't know if it's 100% legal, but
I don't think it is. You're buying them on the street. Oh, wow. I'm impressed. You're a rebel.
Yeah. Rebellious. Yeah. Because, we don't know what the weather's going to be like. So we don't want to buy them now. And often the price will drop significantly if it's the game has already started. It's a long game anyway. So might as well.
I know. That's so funny. I know. Who cares if you miss the first inning? Yeah, these games last hours. It's fine. That's so funny. That's awesome. Yeah. All right. So, guys, we have some very useful resource recommendations for you today. I love these episodes. I'll link to some others in the blog post, because there's also been episodes we've done where we recommend podcasts made for native speakers and movies and books and TV shows. These are all ways, guys, remember, that you need to use and include in your study plan to improve your overall English. So come back to the blog for this episode, guys. This is episode 577. Come to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. All right. So today we're focused on two things, grammar and spelling.
Yeah. And it's great, because we're approaching these resources that we're going to give you today, guys, with a goal, right? You know why you're going for them. We're going to tell you what to actually look for over there and what you need maybe our stuff for instead of that website. So there's certain things, especially when it comes to grammar, which we're going to be talking about in our webinar pretty soon here, Jessica, right? Totally. We need to know what to look for when it comes to grammar, what to actually focus on.
Exactly, guys. So the thing is, you don't want to focus too much on little details, right? Yeah. Like comma or no comma. I don't know. There's so many little details that, honestly, they're only the difference between an 8 and a 9 for grammar. And for most non-native speakers, getting an 8 for grammar is sort of out of their reach if you only have a month or two to study for IELTS. aiming for that 8 on grammar is not realistic. Aiming for an 8 in the other categories, that's realistic. That's possible if you're, you know, upper intermediate level of English. Totally possible. So that's why in our webinar coming up, guys, June 20th and June 21st, we're not going to focus on like little tiny grammar rules that don't help. We're going to focus on whole sentence structures that you can use and use flexibly in your writing and speaking.
Exactly. And now is the time, guys, to sign up for that. So that's today is Tuesday, June 19th. So these webinars are coming up on Wednesday tomorrow. And Thursday tomorrow and the day after. So guys, go over and grab your spot. So go to allearsenglish.com/examiner and make sure you show up live because there's only a limited number of spots when you show up live and you want to get there early or on time. Okay, totally. Guys, don't miss it.
Totally. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. I hope you are having a wonderful day. If you want to be finished with IELTS this year, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. It's guaranteed to increase your score, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, awesome. So if I think, of course, there are a couple details about grammar that are useful to focus on. I just did a YouTube video about verb tense, guys. So if you're not a subscriber to our YouTube channel, check that out, guys, IELTS Energy TV. And I talk about the only verb tenses you need for IELTS. Guys, you do, if you know, there's some grammar that you should perfect. You do need to do well, and verb tense is one of those things. You guys should know and be consistent with the verb tenses that you're using in writing and speaking. So I recommend brushing up on these rules on the Grammarly site. Nobody says the www anymore. The Grammarly.com, guys. And you could just search the site for verb tense. It's really useful to spend, I would say, like half an hour, right, reminding yourself of these rules that you may not have studied for years.
Yeah, and we're going to go through more of this on the webinar. So if you guys, I mean, I'm thinking like what to type in, right? Like what tenses specifically should we be typing in?
Well, I would just type in verb tense because there's a nice overall article that sort of summarizes some rules for the common ones. And I do that in my YouTube video, guys. But it's useful to have this as another resource, right? And then for each verb tense, like Lindsay said, you could look them up individually. I think the most useful to look up is present perfect because we use that all the time. And that's something that isn't taught. I don't think it's taught correctly often in classes because students think they only use it for, you know, something that began in the past and continues until now. And we don't often use it like that, guys. When we use present perfect, it's usually to describe a past experience. And you guys should be using that on your speaking exam because that, you know, you'll be doing that a lot.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So that is a really good site, guys. Go over there too. So Grammarly. So GRAMMARLY.com. Cool.
Yeah, perfect. And then one more thing from that site I think is useful, and this is for listening and a bit for writing as well, compound nouns. I do get asked this a lot because I think students are discovering that they're making mistakes on their listening test because they're not sure which words are separated, which words have a hyphen, which words go together. So it is, again, it's just useful to brush up or review some of these rules. So just go to the Grammarly site, guys. You can search compound nouns or hyphen, and you'll see a few different articles that will add to your understanding. Because if you don't get this correct on the listening test, it'll still be marked wrong.
Yeah, I love that. So important to know what to expect on the test, guys. And that's the thing, like, gosh, I don't know. We can get marked wrong on these little things, and it'll count with as much weight as something else that seems bigger to us. Isn't that true? It's scary. It's scary. So we need to be aware of that.
Totally. I mean, it doesn't matter if you get the whole thing wrong or you miss one letter. It doesn't matter. It's as wrong as the other one. You know what I mean? Like they're both the same amount of wrong. Yeah. So it's not fair, but it, you know, that's the way it is. Spelling. So here's the other thing, guys. You need to know how to spell the common names in English-speaking countries, because those won't be spelled for you on the listening test. If it's an uncommon name, they will spell it out for you in the audio. But you, it's expected that you're going to know how to spell James Smith or Mark Johnson. You know, like, these are the common names. So, Lindsay, where can students go to see the most common names?
Yeah, so we were searching around, guys. We found a website called behindthename.com. So if you go there, you're going to be able to see common names, first names and last names, it looks like, in the US and the UK. So you'll get a lot of variety there. And you'll use the 80-20 rule, guys. Cover what you're most likely to see and don't worry about the rest, right? Look, exactly. Maybe look at what the top 10, would you say? Something like that?
Yeah, no, exactly. Top 10 for sure.
Yeah.
And this is a feature in our course as well in Three Keys IELTS, guys. If this is an issue you have, there's a whole extra listening package that covers stuff like how to improve your spelling, what are the common words that you need to know. There's a whole lesson about how to improve spelling step by step. So if you are in Three Keys, guys, and this is an issue you have, you can email me, jessica@allearsenglish.com, and we could set you up with that listening package. It's super useful.
Absolutely. We can activate that inside your course right away so you can get started right away, guys. Very cool. Yep. I love this. These are such great resources, Jessica.
So good. So good, guys. So come back to the blog post for this episode. This is episode 577, and I'll put these sites in there. I'll put links to them in there.
Yeah. And before we finish up today, I want to say thank you to some of our reviewers in iTunes. Yeah.
Awesome.
And Apple Podcasts. So you guys left us some amazing reviews. So I want to shout out a big thank you to Kagal De La from USA, Richie RM from Bolivia, Yassine BL from the US, Parsi Cade from USA, Gabriel Sosa 91 from Brazil, and Mariella from Argentina.
Awesome.
Or from Canada. In Canada, from Argentina.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for the reviews. And guys, if you have just a minute, we super appreciate reviews from you guys. So thank you for those of you who have left some. And if you haven't yet, go on over to iTunes, guys, and leave us a review. We love them. They're amazing.
Exactly. And just a few weeks ago, we announced the winner of the review contest in May. And Jessica, did you hear back from that winner? I think I may have heard back from that. Was it Bruna? I think I may have just gotten an email from her, actually.
Awesome.
I think she heard her name announced and she's ready to claim her free 15-minute coaching session. Awesome.
Yay. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, I will be meeting with that person very soon then.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. Well, Jessica, it's been fun. I'll see you back on the show very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.